Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a True Crime in Real Time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Today, we turn our attention to a case that has haunted the quiet community of Delphi, Indiana for nearly 8 years, the tragic murders of Abby Williams and Libby German. The trial of Richard Allen, the man convicted of these heinous crimes, concluded in November, but the story is far from over. As Allen prepares to face sentencing this Friday, a dramatic new development has emerged. His legal team has announced they will largely refrain from participating in the hearing, choosing instead to focus their efforts on a forthcoming appeal. This strategic move signals a clear message. Richard Allen continues to maintain his innocence, and his defense is preparing for a protracted legal battle that could bring this case back to the courtroom. The image remains indelible. Two young girls, full of life and promise, venturing out for a walk on a February afternoon, only to be found murdered the following day. The ensuing investigation was exhaustive, spanning years and generating countless leads before finally culminating in the arrest and conviction of Richard Allen. The verdict brought a sense of closure to some, but for Allen and his legal team, it marks the beginning of a new chapter. What forces are at play here? What drives a legal team to essentially concede at sentencing, a crucial stage in the judicial process? What does this strategy reveal about their confidence, or lack thereof, in the initial trial's outcome? These are the questions that now resonate as we approach Friday's hearing. Let's rewind briefly to the trial itself. The prosecution presented their case detailing the evidence they believed linked Allen to the murders. The defense countered, raising questions about the integrity of the investigation and suggesting alternative theories. After weeks of testimony and deliberation, the jury returned a verdict guilty on 4 counts of murder, 2 counts of murder, and 2 counts of felony murder, one of each for each victim. Immediately following the verdict, Allen's defense team made it clear this was not the end. "It's not over," one of Allen's attorneys stated, foreshadowing the legal challenges to come. Now, as Allen faces sentencing, that promise is being kept. A memorandum released by Allen's legal team on Wednesday provides critical insight into their strategy. It states unequivocally that Allen has chosen not to participate in the pre-sentence process. This is a significant decision. Typically, defendants cooperate with pre-sentence investigations, providing information that can be used to determine an appropriate sentence. By refusing to participate, Allen is signaling his complete rejection of the conviction and his unwavering belief in his innocence. Furthermore, the memorandum reveals that Allen's legal team will present minimal evidence at Friday's hearing, limiting themselves to the information contained within the memorandum itself. They will also be speaking and articulating arguments in minimal fashion. This approach is highly unusual. Sentencing hearings are typically an opportunity for defense attorneys to advocate for their clients, presenting mitigating factors and arguing for leniency. By choosing to remain largely silent, Allen's team is prioritizing the larger legal battle ahead. The memorandum goes on to explain the rationale behind these decisions. Allen's team states that he was advised not to participate in providing information for the pre-sentence investigation report because they believe there is no value in him continuing to talk with state actors. This statement speaks volumes about the defense's distrust of the prosecution and their belief that any further interaction with state authorities could potentially jeopardize their appeal. The defense team has consistently raised concerns about Allen's pretrial detention. They claim that he was exposed to staff, law enforcement officials, and offenders, all of whom have reported circumstances which negatively impacted his defense. These circumstances include Allen being held in solitary confinement and being housed in multiple jails and prisons. These conditions, the defense argues, created an environment that was inherently prejudicial to Allen's case. Perhaps the most troubling allegation concerns Allen's conversations with a psychologist at the Westville prison. The defense accuses this psychologist of having a deep personal interest in the case and alleges that the psychologist fed Allen information about the crime, which then ended up in Allen's confessions. This claim, if substantiated, could have significant implications for the validity of those confessions and the overall integrity of the trial. The memorandum paints a stark picture of Allen's situation. The practical reality is that unless this matter is reversed and retried, Richard Allen is likely facing the rest of his life in prison. It reads, "Even on his best day at sentencing, Allen will be 85 years old upon his release." This grim assessment underscores the high stakes involved and explains why the defense is so focused on securing a new trial. The defense argues that any further interaction with state actors is pointless, given the likelihood of a second trial. Again, his continued interaction with state actors does not make sense considering that a second trial may occur, which would allow him to present a full defense, the memorandum states. They also point out that Allen will be serving a lengthy sentence regardless of whether he provides a statement to the Allen County Probation Department. Beyond the concerns about pretrial detention, the defense raises a crucial legal argument regarding double jeopardy. Allen was convicted of both murder and felony murder for each victim. The defense contends that he cannot be convicted and sentenced for both offenses when only one killing took place per victim. They believe the court can only enter a judgment solely on the murder conviction, a point they are likely to pursue vigorously in the appeal. Despite their focus on the appeal, the defense memorandum does include some mitigating factors that they hope will be considered during sentencing. These include Allen's lack of prior criminal history, his role as the primary breadwinner for his family, which has caused hardship for his wife, his military service, and his long history of mental illness, including treatment for major depressive disorder and anxiety disorder. What we see here is a defense team laying the groundwork for a complex and multifaceted appeal. They are challenging not only the verdict itself, but also the circumstances surrounding Allen's pretrial detention and the legal basis for his convictions. They're essentially arguing that Allen was denied a fair trial due to a combination of factors, including potentially prejudicial conditions during his detention and a flawed legal process. The upcoming sentencing hearing is now largely a formality. The real battle will be fought in the appellate courts. Richard Allen maintains his innocence, and his legal team is determined to give him another chance to present his case. The community of Delphi, still reeling from this tragedy, will have to wait longer for a definitive resolution. The ticking clock continues, marking not just the passage of time, but also the ongoing legal process that will determine Richard Allen's fate.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.